Can you just paint the picture of, you know, weather conditions and snow conditions for today to kind of set that for us?
Yeah, of course. It's one of the nicest days I've ever experienced in Ruka. Just felt like it was around the low 20s, cold, dry, somewhat new snow, a couple days old. Just ideal hard wax kicking conditions.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Hard
wax conditions. Yeah. It was, and it, no wind, clear skies, fantastic day.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. It looked, and that can also, you know, I spoke to Haley Swerble earlier and just do wonders for spirit, you know, just having totally. Sunshine. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, don't mistake that for having sun actually hit you, but you can see parts on the landscape that are actually being hit by the sun out in the distance.
Yeah. From your perspective, obviously, like, let's set the context for many of your skiers and these skiers. It's, as Haley mentioned, for some of them, this may be like their fourth time or third time classic skiing since last March on snow. So not that that's, you know, I'm just sort of setting the context here holistically. But a really solid day, obviously, from Rosie Brennan, who finished in eighth and sits 11th overall in this three-race series. So let's start with the women and sort of some upsides you saw out there.
Super exciting day for Rosie. To have, even if you just have one person on your team having a big result, it really lifts the spirits of the whole crew, athletes and staff alike. Not that we needed it, but it was fun to have our first top 10 of the season. There were high fives, and Rosie had big smiles, or at least it appeared under her mask. And I think she's positioned well to have a huge day tomorrow. It's four laps of a very challenging 2.5K. It goes fast. The laps are like 6 minutes long, and she's excited. She's in a good space.
Yeah, and she's obviously a veteran. She sort of knows the racing scene and strategy scene. In just sort of writing up my draft, I mean, she sits within a few seconds of some other skiers to start knocking off time. And then she's like maybe 20 seconds, maybe 20 seconds to maybe seventh place. But not that far out, you know, for a top 10 overall, or even, you know, on a really solid day, a fifth place. What sort of advice might you give her, you know, so early in the season, but sort of some carrots right out there tomorrow?
Well, you know, this is the kind of thing where you see an athlete who's doing well, and there's not a whole lot of need to get in there and try and help. We just make sure that the day moves smoothly for her tomorrow. That the information tonight we deliver from the captain's meeting is succinct and clear, and she doesn't have any stresses that she doesn't need. But she's ready to go. There's nothing that we really need to say right now. Just put her on the starting line, and it's going to be a fun day. But you know, today was just so impressive to be 20 seconds off the podium on the first weekend of the year, where, as we mentioned yesterday, a lot of these nations have been racing pretty hard for 3 weeks, and in actual formal training camp for 3 weeks in some cases. So it's very encouraging.
Okay. Any other, you know, comments of US skiers? You know, Jesse was 22nd overall, Haley Swerble was 40th, and it trails off from there. But just, you know, again, early season, and I know Jesse would say herself, as I mentioned to you yesterday, you know, she always sort of warms up into the season, and Ruka being a perfect three-race series to kind of get her feet under her and associate a little bit better with those race pacing strategies. But yeah, any other thoughts on those that followed?
No, I think Jess is in a good spot. I think her quote that I heard her say after the race was, you know, it was a pretty good race if you didn't look at the results, and that's not certainly not to knock a 22nd, I think, is where she finished. But I think she felt pretty good out there. She looked strong. I was at the hardest part on the biggest climb, and she was moving really well all the way up it from what I could see. So those are just good signs. The energy's there, and turning energy into fast skiing is what will happen over the next couple of weeks. So I think she's feeling, you know, not ecstatic about today, but plenty confident about where she is physically.
Any other observations?
And then we have a few skiers. It was, one of the highlights of today was Catherine being caught by her 32nd woman, Nat Praeva, and she stayed with her for a couple K. That was pretty exciting. And, you know, you have to take these rides sometimes, even at the risk of blowing up, because if you don't see what the pace is, it's going to take a lot longer to learn it. So I was pretty proud of her for doing that, taking the chance, and certainly run into some consequences. But what you get out of that is much exceeds what you lose from it. So that was exciting. And you know, for the rest of them, some of them just aren't feeling fast yet. We're going to need more of this. And so tomorrow's another opportunity to get back into some racing shape. We're feeling good about the opportunity.
Okay, I am kind of curious, like from your perspective, with race fan, you know, people here in the U.S. and North America, and probably even in Europe, you know, high expectations for the U.S. And I think we sort of already sort of set the context for lack of snow, you know, on snow training and so forth. It's a pandemic. You guys do travel. Just how much pressure do you feel to like results now?
Yeah, I personally feel almost no pressure. You know, we try and build the stoke for the fans back home and for the kids coming up. And I feel like our team in general, for a lot of reasons, does a good job of that. And so there's always a little bit of relief when we build the stoke and then hit one out of the park. But the reality of it is that the reality probably doesn't sell. You know, you don't get people fired up to wake up at 3 a.m. and watch us get our race legs under us and get into ski racing fitness. And so it's coming, and I love seeing how much energy there is on the web right now. And I hope people can appreciate the context of what's happening. If they watch that race live today, there are some people skiing fast, and it's just really impressive. And we'll be there soon for those that aren't.